Mike. On behalf of the St. Thomas More Parish staff and its parishioners, I would like to say, wow, you must be really old. Oh, that's for your birthday speech, sorry. All kidding aside, we are all very excited and give all glory to God to be here today celebrating the 40-year anniversary of your priestly ordination. You are a shining example of what it means to commit your entire life to Christ and His church. And as a result, you have helped us make us want us to give our lives to Christ. You are such an example of what a cool pastor is. Here it comes. We love that you say Mass in your Crocs. We love that you wear an I Love Tequila shirt from the Bahamas under your all. We love that you go to work in scrubs from the high school retreat, wear Ray-Ban sunglasses, and play Words with Friends on your phone. We love that you drove a little sports car with a drooling white bulldog as your co-pilot as you head off to your quiet place in the desert. Your homilies each week always cause us to pause and reflect. You are a great joke teller, and you have introduced us to all the saints of the church and authors as diverse as Mark Twain, Henry Nouwen, and Pierre Teilhard de Chardin through your stories. We love little Mikey. We love your barber. We love your mom and dad. And all the other characters that you have shared from your childhood throughout the years. We love that you preach extra loud at the 10:30 Mass so that the moms and dads with small children can hear you over all the commotion. We learn so much about Christ's compassion and understanding from what you teach us each week. And best of all, because of your homilies, we have the lowest snoozing rate in the diocese. As our pastor, you are a constant giver and even share your family and friends with us. With just the nod of your head and the wink of your eye, you set your sister Mary into action, cooking up an Italian pasta and bread storm for church gatherings, parties, and fundraisers. Your friend Father Rich has become our friend too. You are so kind to always be offering him the opportunity to come out and serve in your absence. We look forward to his visits almost as much as you do. You have taught us love and compassion for animals. And as a result, our church is an animal-friendly campus where you can take your dog to work, and your parishioners have all become man-eating, ugly bulldog lovers. You, through Christ, are our compass and our guide. You have a vision for our parish, and through all of your hard work, guidance,